Pilots still use feet instead of meters. The use of feet for altitude measurement in aviation has its roots in the early days of flight. The Wright brothers, who achieved the world's first powered flight, used imperial units such as feet during their initial flights. This practice eventually became standard in the industry. As a result, many aircraft instruments and charts were calibrated to use feet, making it difficult to switch to the metric system later on. Even with recommendations from organizations like ICAO, the change has not been widely adopted due to tradition and common sense prevailing. In recent years, there have been attempts to transition to the metric system in aviation, but they have been met with resistance. The International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, recommended a shift to metric units in the 1970s, but it never gained traction globally. Despite this, some countries like China and Mongolia do use meters for altitude measurement during flight. However, these exceptions are relatively rare, and the majority of the world still uses feet. The reasons behind the persistence of feet in aviation are complex. On one hand, there is a strong cultural attachment to imperial units, which has been used for centuries. On the other hand, changing the system would require a significant overhaul of aircraft instruments and procedures. A switch to meters could improve safety and efficiency in aviation by reducing errors and increasing accuracy. However, it would also require a major investment in new equipment and training for pilots. Furthermore, there are concerns that adopting the metric system could lead to confusion among pilots who are used to working with feet. It is essential to weigh the benefits of change against the potential risks and challenges. In conclusion, the use of feet instead of meters in aviation is a complex issue with deep historical roots. While there are valid arguments for switching to the metric system, it will require significant effort and resources to make such a change. Ultimately, any decision to switch to meters would need to be made by governments and regulatory bodies around the world, taking into account the potential impact on the industry and its stakeholders.